is 707 at WRGN. Good morning. Jens Jorgensen is with me, and he is running for your alderman in the 5th Aldermanic District. We just talked about spam on that comedy bit there. You ever have spam before?
Never had spam. My mom likes spam, though. Okay.
Now, here's the thing about spam. I went to the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota. We were taking a trip. I don't know why we stopped there, but we did. I never had spam in my life. Never saw a can of spam. And I tried it. Now, they cooked it there. I loved it. As long as it's cooked. I can't eat raw spam. It grosses me out. But as long as it's cooked and burnt to a crisp, I love it.
Yeah, that's what she likes it. Fried in a pan.
Yeah, you got to cook it. You can't eat it raw out of the can because this guy said there's slime all over it. It's gross. Okay, so you're running for the 5th Aldermanic District. Now, where is it? What are the boundaries in there so people know what we're talking about?
Yeah, so it looks a little like a really weird jigsaw puzzle, but it is just north of the zoo. Goes kind of along the lake a little bit, up to Main Street, kind of towards Wynn Point a bit, and it stops short of Douglas, and then there's a couple blocks south of Gould that you have.
So that's the district. Okay. Now, I ask this of all people running for office. Why would you want to run for office when you're going to really tick off about 50% of the people, no matter what your decision, doesn't matter what your decision is, 50% of the people aren't going to like your decision. They're going to get you in the supermarket. You're going to be walking down the aisle of Pick and Save, and they're going to say, hey, come here, I want to talk to you about my potholes. Hey, come here, I want to talk to you about this thing on the street. Hey, come here, I want to talk to you about the loud cars coming down my neighborhood. Why would you want that?
Sure. Well, so for me, the reason that I like to do it is there's a couple ones. I really enjoy public service. It's something that I was raised on. My dad was a state representative. And from a very young age, I got to see that government really can work. He got a stop sign added to a very dangerous intersection in the rural part of the county where there had been some really nasty car accidents. And since then, I don't believe there has been a bad car accident at the intersection. And so there's numerous things that I got to see really where you can change people's lives by doing public service. Unfortunately, in today's world, it's gotten very extreme and polarized, but I still believe that government can work with the right people involved. What got me involved in this race is I really want to protect our public library. There's been some proposed budget cuts that really would have devastated our library. And my wife and I are expecting our first child, actually, in just a few weeks.
Mazel tov. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, right around the corner. And you get to thinking about, as you become a new dad, of what am I going to do with my daughter? And I really got to thinking of, I really want to take her to the library. I remember going to story time at a library growing up. I want to take my daughter there. And these cuts would have just been absolutely devastating for it. And so it was really important for me to get involved. I think far too often people say, someone should do something, and I wanted her to do something. So that's a big reason. And as far as the grocery store conversations go, it's happened a few times already. My wife, bless her heart, is very good about it. But I really like it because even when we disagree, I believe that we can always work towards getting to a place where even if we disagree on something, as long as we all share the reasons for our viewpoints, we can try to get to a point where we understand each other and hopefully get to a compromise, which is where the best things can happen.
So you're a nice romantic dinner with your wife at a nice restaurant. You're about to toast a little glass of wine to each other. And somebody comes up, hey, you didn't fix that pothole in front of my house, right in the middle of the, and it's going to happen because they're going to recognize you and they're going to say that kind of stuff. And I have the type of attitude I'm going to say, sit down and shut up. That's what I would do. I don't kiss up to people. And I think in politics, sometimes you have to do that. I mean, I'm looking at what's going on in Washington. These guys have to kiss up every once in a while. And I know they don't want to. I couldn't do it. That's why I would never do well in politics. I can kiss up here. And this isn't even politics. You have to do that, don't you? Occasionally, you're going to have to do something you don't want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's with anything. Although with politics, you have to enjoy parts of it. I really enjoy the conversations. I think some of the best ideas have come from people that I've been talking to. I've knocked on, at this point, I would say a couple thousand doors in the district. And I've gotten so many ideas from talking in someone's front porch or talking in their living room or at the door. And so there's so many good ideas that come from it. I think that in order to do this job, you have to really like talking to people and hearing their side of the story.
Do you live in the 5th District?
I do, yes. Okay. My wife and I, we bought our first house, actually, on William Street.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Do you have to live it? Do you have to live in your district to represent it? I don't know.
You should. Yes.
Do you have to? I don't know.
I think to get sworn in, you do. There's some people play the game of, oh, we're going to move in, by the time the election happens or whatever it is. But yes, we've been residents for years now and we absolutely love it.
I'm not going to turn myself in, but I will admit to something. Back in 1968, from my public library where I lived, I took out an album. It was the movie soundtrack to Bye Bye Birdie. Took it out and never returned it. Years, decades later, I called the library to tell them, and they said, well, keep it, we don't have records here anymore. Well, now they do, because albums, vinyl's coming back. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I should call them. Do you want it back? I mean, it's in the same condition when I took it. Even the library card, to tell you, this is before they had computers, they used to put a physical card in the thing and tell you when to return it. I'm just debating whether to return it or not. Now I feel guilty, because now they have vinyl. And
come back.
I'm probably on there. There's probably a wanted poster out at the library where I grew up. And if you see this man, tell him to return the album. Okay, so that's the library. Obviously, we're very fortunate to have a great public library in Racine. It's a huge building. We have the folks in from the library every month here, and they're always doing a ton of programs. So, yes, you got to protect the library. All right, let's talk about safety. It's a good thing. You know, I travel 16th Street on the way in the morning. And on the way home, I travel 16th. And we had a horrible, horrible tragedy on 16th Street the other day. Some idiot was going 90 miles an hour running from the cops, smashed into a car, and killed one of the occupants in the car. Three people minded their own business. Now they're in the hospital. One is dead. Right there on 16th Street. I mean, you're not going to stop this stuff. And I see on these YouTube videos all the time, people doing bad things.
Yeah.
You can't stop it.
Yeah, I think there's things we can do. There's a couple different approaches we can start with to start making it better. And the first one is painting more of our crosswalks, putting up more crossing signs. In our district, we always see people walking their dogs, going for a walk to the beach or the zoo or the lake. And we've got kids with them, strollers, and trying to cross streets like Main Street and Erie and LaSalle. I mean, you're taking your life in your own hands a bit there. People don't stop. It's sometimes hard to see where the crosswalks are because they're not painted. There's very few signs. And so I think by doing that, we can hopefully make it a little bit safer to cross the street, which will hopefully slow down traffic a bit. But then I think we can get a bit creative. There's those signs that show your speed that you're going at. They flash. There was one on.
They get my attention.
Yeah, absolutely. There's one on Erie in the district, and I talked to the residents in that area, and they have said that, you know, while someone who's going 90 is probably not going to either A, see it, or B, care, but if you're going a little bit over, they've definitely seen an improvement in traffic. And I think we can scale this all the way up to, have you ever heard of something called a road diet? Road diets? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so road diets, they've been doing them in Milwaukee to great success. And the idea is that sometimes, you know, there's various reasons that people may go too fast on a road. It may be too wide. And subconsciously, people think that, oh, I can go faster. I can see everything when you really can't. These are neighborhoods. Balls run out into streets. Kids are playing. So you really shouldn't be going, 60 miles an hour through a neighborhood. And so the idea is that you can do things with the road that naturally slow people down. And so that's where you might have a bump out. They call them, instead of speed bumps or speed tables, where instead of having the small bump that, you know, shakes the fillings in your mouth when you go over it, it's a more gradual slope on either side of it. And it's kind of flat on the top. And so while you and I going the speed limit really won't feel it at all, someone who is going 90 will see that and have to slow down or bottom out their car.
I have a feeling this guy wasn't going to slow down, no matter what speed bump he was going to hit. I would love to see the lines repainted. Now, this is not even Racine, it's Mount Pleasant. I'm driving home the other day. It was raining outside. I couldn't even see the lines on the road. They were so faded. And there's a way to make that so it's not faded. This is, I don't know what kind of paint or stripping it is, but I couldn't even see the lines on the road. Actually, it was coming back from Union Grove. We were out there at a high school play. Just before we take the break here, do you know how long those white dots are, those lines on the road, the divided lines? Do you know how long they are? When you see them on the road, you got the white dashes on the road. Yeah, how long they are?
No, I don't.
How big would you guess?
Oh, I would say 2.5 feet.
They are 12 and a half feet long.
Wow.
And I heard that, and I said, I'm going to measure it. And I waited till there was no traffic in front of my house, and there it was. It was 12 and a half feet. And we had somebody from the from Racine, I forget what the division is here, and they said, yeah, they're all 12 and a half feet long, and they are. They don't look it.
No, they don't.
They look like they're 2 feet long.
Yeah.
And I went out and I measured them. I got a size 13 foot and I measured it. And sure enough, 12 and a half feet.
Wow. Yeah. I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. Yeah.
I know they look so small. Jens Jorgensen is here. He is running for the 5th District Aldermanic seat in Racine. More with Jens coming up in a moment. WRJN. Jens Jorgensen. He is running for the 5th Aldermanic District seat. Currently held by Melissa Caprillion. You're running against her. So I got to ask you something now. I'm going to ask you to say one good thing about Melissa Caprillion that you know about. And I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do different that she's doing?
Sure. Absolutely. So one thing that Melissa Caprillion does well is she is involved in the community. She serves on the city council and the county board. So she holds 2 seats. So she keeps herself busy. That's sure. That's for sure.
Okay.
One thing that I think I could improve upon is really having that community focus. I've heard it at the doors time and time again that, you know, when people reach out to their alder, you know, things may seem like an insignificant problem of, hey, I've got a question on my sidewalk. I got the green X on it. It needs to be replaced.
Yeah, what are those green? I see them all over the place. What is that? Fix your sidewalk?
Yeah, it sounds, yep. There's, you know, okay. Whether it's tree roots lifting. I was just talking to a guy at his door yesterday who he was a little concerned and confused because he had quite a few green X in front of his house. And so we were talking about sidewalks, and it's come up where other folks have had that, and they go, you know, I call, but I don't get a response. And so, you know, I my door will always be open, whether it's at the grocery store or give me a call on the cell phone, shoot me a text, send me a message on Facebook. I really enjoy doing this. So being really accessible, because I've said it a couple times, but I truly mean it. I really believe that a lot of the best ideas come from the people that you serve. You shouldn't run for this thinking that you have all the answers, because you don't. Who you serve, it gives you so many good ideas.
I did something which I kind of regret. And if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't have done it. We had a guy, a neighbor across the street from me, parked a box truck in front of my house every day. And the license plate was expired for 2 years. He shouldn't have been. And you can't just leave that on the street, a big box truck. And I called the authority, called the police. They said, well, it's nothing we can do about it. I said, it's an expired license plate. Tow the darn thing away. And they didn't do anything. And I've never gone to a city council meeting. First time I ever went there. And I stated my case. I said, this box truck is here. Nobody's removing it. Nobody seems to care about it. Every time I wake up and look out my door, there's the big box truck parked in front of my house. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I called Menards. And I'm going to rent their box truck. And I'm going to pick one name from all the city aldermen. I'm going to pick one out of the hat. And I'm parking it in front of your house for the entire summer. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because the license plate will be up to date. I'm going to pay for the entire summer. So if that box truck is still there next week, I'm writing your names on a piece of paper. I'm going to put it in the bowl. Pick one out and enjoy your summer with that box truck in front of your house. Box truck was removed the next day. I hated doing that. I hated doing that after I did it. And it was on that CART 25 television, too, so everybody was watching it.
Oh, sure.
I hated doing that, but I didn't know what else to do to get my city to respond to get this box truck out of my house. But it took, and I hate to threaten people, but when I make a threat, I follow through on it. And I checked with Menards to rent one, so I was all set for the summer.
No, absolutely. And that's just it. I really feel like being really accessible, calling people back, responding to emails. It's so important because everyone has things that, you know, it impacts their daily lives, like that box truck. I completely understand, especially if it's expired tags. I mean, 100%.
Well, you shouldn't be parking it on the street all day. First, it was on the wrong side of the street every time. You know, he was supposed to alternate them on where I live. He didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
And the police didn't seem to care.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. You know, they have so many things going on, and that's really where aldermen can help, is, you know, being so accessible where you'd see me walking my dog, flag me down, and I'd come over and say, hey, Jens, I got this issue, and I'd love to hear it. I'd love to talk about it and go get to work right away to kind of be that liaison.
You know, I said to the cops, I said, I know you got a crime spree, murders and everything, but what about this box truck? Let's get this out. I know you're busy with that. I know there's a crime spree going on now. There's stores being robbed. There's murders all over. What about this box truck? Let's get this. I know it was a big nothing, but it bothered me. So, Okay, let's talk about improving infrastructure. Everybody says they're going to do it. We had the president, Trump, last term, the term before, he said, we're going to do infrastructure week. He didn't fix one pothole. So infrastructure. Sure. Everybody says they're going to do it, but they never fix it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so on that one, I'm proud to say that I have been a part of fixing infrastructure here. I serve as the Water Works Commission president right now. And I am very excited to say that this coming year, we have one of the largest amounts of lead laterals that we're going to be removing in Racine's history. It's a massive amount, massive undertaking. We did quite a few this past year. If you were driving on North Main Street, remember all the construction that was... street work as well as...
It's nice now.
Yeah, it's very nice. Nice and smooth. And in that section, no lead laterals. So very exciting. That's something new that we're really trying to work on the with the water department. And that is, previously there was a program you could call the water department, get on a list, try to do this ad hoc thing to have your lead lateral removed. And now when we open up a street for street work, street repair, we're also doing sewer and water work at that same time, doing some cost savings. We're able to lump stuff together. You always hear it on TV of bundle your, you know, cable, internet. Well, we're bundling your street repair, sewer repair, and water repair together to make it more efficient, timely, and cost effective for everyone involved. And so that's a big one for me. It's very important that we are removing lead from our drinking system.
Hey, in the last minute here, give a pitch for yourself. Well, there's a free commercial. Go do it now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for having me on, too. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to say to the folks in the 5th District, I really, really hope that you give me a shot. I'd love to earn your vote. If you have any questions for me, I've said it numerous times today, but please, my door is always open. My phone is always on. Give me a call. Send me a text. I'd love to really start working to improve Racine and improving our daily lives. So I'd be honored to be your next alderman.
Thank you, Jens. Thanks for coming in this morning. And we've discovered that Jens is not short for anything.
Nope, yeah, Jens. Yeah, Jens Jorgensen. And the Danish hour, in this case, the Danish half hour, was back for a bit this morning.
We always get people asking, when are you going to bring back the Danish hour? Well, then the guy died about 30 or 40 years ago. We're probably not going to do it.
Well, if I'm elected, you'll be able to bring the Danish hour back in spirit.
It was here on WRJN. Thank you, Jens, for coming in. Jens Jorgensen, he's running for the Aldermanic District in the 5th District. And the election is April 1st.